Hello, this is Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy, and my name is Oluwa Timileyin, and you guys are welcome to the last episode of Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy. And I am so happy, I am so glad that we've gotten to this point, the very last episode on the 24th of June. I am excited. I'm truly excited. One, because my lazy ass wants to be done with this project. Two, it's been a long journey and we're finally here. And, you know, I'm just really excited that we've come to the end of this particular road, especially Mirror Conversations. And it's just me and you guys today. So I'm going to be just, you know, speaking about the entire project retrospectively, what we've learned, major key points we've learned, and, you know, add a few touches here. I have a few questions. Some people had questions, so I'm going to try and answer a few questions. This episode was going to be a solo question and answer episode, but I didn't put out the link for the questions. But still, some people still reach out to me with questions, people in the spirit. Anyways, so I'm going to be answering those questions, and I'm going to be speaking about the entire project itself. So I'm looking forward to a very exciting episode. But before we even get into all of that, I would like to appreciate. Don't worry, I think I'm going to do the appreciation at the end. I'm going to do all of the gratitude, I'll do it at the end. All right, I'll do all of that at the end. But well, once again, for like the 8th time, welcome to Mirror Conversations, alright, on Unscripted with Timmy, where we do a lot of self-awareness conversations, we do a lot of mind soul searching conversations, you know, where we have some honest conversations about productivity, purpose, self-awareness conversations that really help you shaping the kind of person you are. I don't know, yesterday I was just still thinking about how the superficial can be really attractive, you know, the superficial of anybody can really be attractive, but you have to look at the foundational truths that person lives their lives by. You know, most people on the outside, they may look nice, dress nice, but what are the truths, what are the ideologies this person lives by, what are the philosophical ideologies this person is, you know, going by. What are the that's the core of that person. Go. What's their belief system like, their value system like, you know? So that's what you want to know when you're meeting somebody, and those are the kind of conversations we have here. Conversations are shaping those belief systems or those value systems to becoming better versions of ourselves. So once again, I welcome you to the last episode of Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy. Alright, and my name is Oluwa Timileyin. So welcome to the episode. So without much further ado, let's get into the episode. So today I thought about how to speak about the entire project, and I'm just going to run through them. And most importantly, I don't know if you noticed, the project misses 2 episodes. We're supposed to have 10 episodes at the end of the project, but we're having 8. This is the 8th episode and it's the last episode. So I'm going to be speaking about what I would have spoken about if I had that conversation with AJ. So I'm going to be speaking about it, and so that even if we didn't get to have that conversation with AJ, would eventually be able to, you know, talk about it for a bit. So the first episode in the beginning was a solo episode where I was trying to tell you guys all to expect about Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy. I was trying to raise up your mind, you know, about it, and I'm happy that many people actually paid attention. I think I would like to say this at this point, that the success of this project was not really in the number of people that paid attention, even though the numbers are really important. But it's something I've learned from most of my content creators that I mirror, or I, you know, I'm following as mentors, you know, from afar, not like anybody's closely mentoring me. I'm open to close mentoring, please. But what I've noticed is that you cannot control the number of people that like or don't like, but you can control the number of times you show up. So as long as I'm putting out content, it will always be on my page, and at some point it will blow up. All right, because you know, Starboy Lomano. Anyways, so I was telling you guys what, and this project has really impacted people. I think that's what has really excited me the most. That's what I wanted to say the other time. It has really impacted people. Every other day, I get comments about how it has helped somebody make better decisions, how it has helped somebody fix their lives, you know, how it has helped somebody, you know, even people I don't know, you know, even people I don't completely know at all. And I see the project doing so well every other week, and it really gladdens my heart. So in the beginning, I was trying to tell you guys, you know, this in the beginning I picked it was because I wanted it to sound like an album. If you know, you know, but I won't say more than that. Anyway, so I in the beginning, you know, trying to like run through the entire what it was going to look like, and many people really paid attention to that. So I think next we spoke about understanding value systems with Dr. Kell. My God, it was such an amazing episode. Like, even after that episode, I listened to it again, and I made some serious life decisions after listening to it. Dr. Kell is so wise, and like, we make such a great team recording content together. So I'm like so excited I was able to do that with him. And we spoke about value systems, we spoke about people's childhood, and now most people I've forgotten how I said it now again, but most people are like an accumulation, and people don't just jump out of nowhere. All right, people don't just jump out of nowhere. So people's ideologies or value systems are predicated, or they are premised on certain experiences they've had when they're younger. We're able to establish that, and then we're able to establish how to form new value systems and how to break out of old habits and form new habits. All right, I still believe it's one of the most important things. And at this point, I think I'll recommend the book Atomic Habits. If you're looking to break out of old habits, and you want to break into like new habits and newer things, that you want to make better life decisions, like, you know, you want to start hating semo and start eating yam, you know, better life choices, really. You know, you want to start hating amala, you want to stop hating amala, sorry, please, you want to stop hating amala, and you want to start, you know, you want to see the light, better life decisions, I would recommend Atomic Habits for you. So I would recommend you actually check it out. That's by the way. But yeah, understanding value systems. So I think next we move to the believer and emotional intelligence with Oyinlamola. In my opinion, right, Oyinlamola is easily one of the smartest persons I know when it comes to emotional intelligence. She's so emotionally aware. And we spoke about emotional intelligence as a very important conversation, even in platonic relationships, even in covenant relationships, even in horizontal and vertical relationships. Okay, so this is something I didn't say during the episode, and I think I'm going to tip it out here. You cannot, there are different kind of relationships. There are horizontal relationships, that's between you and your peers, that's between you and your people that are within your money range, people that are within your, people are in the same level. You get, there's a way you relate to keep those relationships going. And there are vertical relationships between you and your parents, you and your mentor, you and your pastor, you and your boss, you and your, that's a vertical relationship. So knowing how to navigate horizontal relationships and how to navigate vertical relationships, let me give you a classic example, right? So if you're having an horizontal relationship with one of your friends, and you know the person's not giving you attention and you're demanding all of that, and like, you're not, it's a classic one, the person is not like, in your words, you feel like the person is not, how do you put it now? The person is not paying attention to you, he's not giving you attention, Sha. You know, you can trust that out with somebody on the same class level with you. But you can't do that with your boss. Your boss doesn't have to like have your time like that. You know, your pastor might not have your time like that. You know, so that's a vertical relationship. You need to understand the kind of relationships you have with people. And sometimes your friend is actually someone you need to learn from. I learned this from Madibe earlier on, and Madibe would say people are competing with people they should learn from, and he has stayed with me. Even my apostle said, Apostle Manuel has said it, sometimes the people you are comparing yourself with, you need to learn from them, not compete with them. So it's a whole thing, it's an entire conversation, but navigating the emotional intelligence around it. And I think Oinda did a fantastic episode, did a fantastic job, sorry, and you should absolutely check it out. So moving on, overcoming limiting beliefs and self-doubt. I was supposed to do this with AJ Clark. I was supposed to do this with IRVR. What we're going to speak about in this episode was actually the fact that you need to believe in yourself if anybody is going to bet on you. As in, you need to be so damn good in what you do before anybody would think about betting on you. It's the way life is structured. That's the way life in its own entirety is structured. And I understand that because we are such a mentally aware generation, there's so many mental gymnastics in play, and sometimes you're doubting yourself and you don't know if you're really what you say you are. Let me tell you something. You are who you say you are. It is so profound, it is so final. Until you decide who you are, you cannot expect somebody else to believe it. And if you're doubting yourself, nobody can believe in you. It's just the way it is. All right, so overcoming that, let me tell you something. Overcoming self-doubt and limiting beliefs, this is what I tell people. Outwork your self-doubt. There's a way you work so damn hard. I mean, there's a way you're so damn good at what you do that it is not possible. You have a stack of infallible proofs to prove who you say you are. Not just by affirmations. Affirmations are a good thing, but I learned on time. Outwork your self-doubt. As in, outwork it that you have infallible proofs. When you're doubting yourself, things you can look at that. This thing, I am good at it. I am great at it. Imagine, I don't know if anybody has seen this guy, Debo Macaroni. Alright. Freaky Freaky Daddy. In his home office, I don't know if you guys have seen it before, you've noticed on Instagram, awards full everywhere. If that guy starts to doubt and says one day that, I don't know if I'm a great actor, I don't know if I'm good at what I do, those awards are infallible proofs that he is damn good at what he does. Do you understand? Or for an heavyweight fighter that is beginning to doubt, you look at Muhammad Ali or any of these people, you look at all the awards and you'd be like, okay, yes, I am it. I am who I say I am. So I think that's one thing we have hammered on that episode. Okay, the next episode is Resilience with Dr. Kelly again. I think this episode we actually had so much fun recording it because it's the reality of the everyday Nigerian man to have a level of mental capacity. I was talking to some people at work and I was having this conversation on how Nigeria would test your resilience. How every day you have to prove yourself. Every day you have to overcome one thing or the other. Every day you have to do something. You have to keep it up. Like, you have to be consistently pushing through. And I believe this is not exactly a bad thing. Alright, because you see, if you're going to be going the upward trajectory, if you're going to be going up the upward trajectory, if you're going up, if that's the way you're going, if that's the way you're headed, there is no way, I mean no way, you won't encounter challenges, because it's harder to go up than it's easier to come down. Alright, so even when you're traveling, have you noticed that, like, when you're traveling to a place, it might be longer to get there, but when you guys are coming back, you feel like this is not the same journey. It's actually harder to go than to come. It's just the way it is. Alright, so I've learned that it's important that everybody have a tough skin. Build a tough skin, alright? Don't easily give in life. Don't easily give in. Be resilient. My apostle, my name will say, you can wear the devil out. You can wear the devil out. The story about the man that dug the well and they were blocking it until he got to a riverboat. Because you can wear the devil out, you can wear this country out, you can be so resilient in your dreams, you can be so resilient in, you can see it through to the end. Let me just say this, and I'll be the last thing I'll say about that episode. I believe strongly that, like Apostle said, what is worth living for should be worth dying for. Alright, so that's the angle I want you to look at resilience from. Sometimes some people are resilient not because they are stubborn-headed or they have coconut head, but it's because it's the only option they've got. I used to tell people, you don't know how strong you are until being strong is the only option you have. So that's why people are so damn resilient. And I honestly believe that everybody should be like that. The next thing we spoke about was the communication skills. Alright, I did this one earlier and we spoke about how your communication skills will determine how you get the best out of any relationship. Alright, communication is at the very base of every relationship, and you learning how to communicate, you putting in the work to improving your and most people do have communication skills issues these days. And so you learning how to communicate, getting better at your communication skills would really like help you get the better out of every relationship, be it mentor mentee, be it father daughter or father son, be it pastor member. Communication skills, knowing what to say, how to say it. I think we spoke about it in the context of relationship, but basically knowing what to say, how to say it, when to say it, where to say it. Let me go again. Knowing what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and where to say it, you know. So it's just the whole thing that we spoke about when it came to communication skills. And I think next one was creativity and self-expression with AJ Classic, but we didn't hear this episode. What we would have spoken about in this episode was going to be more like everybody have a certain uniqueness in them. Alright, and I think this is very profound. Everybody has uniqueness in them, created by God. Alright, and that uniqueness is waiting to be explored. And in a generation like this, where everybody's having an identity crisis, self-expression, looking for a way to express yourself to, I don't know, how do I put it now? Maybe pour out yourself to people. It's very important, because the entire idea is that you want to die empty, right? So self-expression and creativity, how to stay creative, I tell people how I stay creative is just to tap into my inner self, to be quiet within myself, and I always just know what next to do. I am my most creative self when I'm just alone thinking, and you know, in my thoughts, in myself, you know, and that's how I do it every time. Alright, so creativity and self-expression is very important, especially in a generation like this. Showcase that talent. You are as creative as you think you are, and creativity can never be exhausted. I know that for a fact. It can never be exhausted. So we're going to speak about that. And self-expression. Alright, find a medium. Find a platform. Join the platform. To self-express, alright, it's very important. I would have done that episode with AJ Classic, it would have been a mad bomb. And then we spoke about developing growth mindset with Oluwato Farati, alright. So with Oluwato Farati, and we spoke about how you have to have an infinite perspective to life, how you have to have an infinite perspective to growth, and how growth is very important if you're going to ever. In fact, do you know the other time I was speaking about upward trajectory? Anybody that really wants to grow will not be scared of going the upward trajectory, regardless of the challenges that the person is aware that is there. Let me break that down. Anybody that truly cares about growth, wants to grow, will not be worried, will not be perturbed or challenged by the challenges that they are going to meet on their way up. Do you understand? So we spoke about that in episode 1, we spoke about that in episode 2. It was a whole lot, and you guys should absolutely listen to it. It's an amazing episode. And that's the end. Those were all the episodes that we spoke about in Mirror Conversations and Unscripted with Timmy, and I've tried to squeeze them into one episode. And yeah, that's basically the whole thing. So questions. All right, so the first question I was asked was about the believer and their finances. I would have spoken about it in this project, but we didn't have the luck to do that. But to answer the question right now, this is what I'm going to say. Have a financial plan. Be financially inclined. Speak to somebody about it, and I'm sure that you can figure something out. Honestly, everybody has their own financial plans about savings, about investing, about buying this, about buying that. just know what works for you. All right, for me, I'm not really that how do I put it now, I'm not a financial guy, but I have people in my life that so I just, what do you want me to do? Actually, I ask questions. If you don't know, just ask questions. All right, just, it won't kill you. Just ask questions, and the questions can eventually just save you. So I think that's how to answer the question. Let me see the other question, and I think I might just call it a day and get into my, just call it a day, and that'll be the end. Ah, man, it's been such a journey. Okay, so the next question was asking about the believer, and I think the question was directed in a way about the it was a relationship question, actually, about bestieship and all these things. I'm going to say this, and I think that's all I'm going to say about it. Different kinds of relationship operate by different kind of rules. There are different kinds of relationships. There are strangers, there are acquaintances, stranger, acquaintance, friend, close friend, family. All right, and I don't know where bestieship, but when it comes to relationship, I think it goes like stranger, acquaintance, friend, usually close friend, then relationship, you know, courtship, and then marriage or something like that. But bestieship, I don't know where it falls in line, honestly. It should fall under close friendship, but I don't know. All right, so I don't want to get into trouble there, but bestieship and all those things, I don't know much about it, and I cannot guarantee. But in my opinion, all right, the question was directed in a way like, oh, what do I think about? I don't think anything. I don't have any opinion, no comment. My own is shall be happy, whatever you are doing, all right, and absence, all right. So that'll be it. So that's it on script. That's it on Mirror Conversation on Unscripted with Timmy. I would like to appreciate so many amazing people that have like partnered with me on this work, people that have given their blood and sweat and money to this project, Mirror Conversations. I'm honored to have worked with so many brilliant minds on this project. Favor, Oyinda Mola, Dr. Kel, AJ Classic, Esther Kinfolan. So many amazing people that have worked with on this project, and I'm grateful, really. I am grateful. It's been such an amazing, beautiful project. I remember sharing with Oyinda, sharing with Favor, and they accepted the idea and they bought into it and made it work, you know, on our social media page and other things. I'm really, really grateful. Honestly, I am. I'm grateful, you guys. So I think this is where we close the curtain for Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy. It has been an amazing pleasure, an amazing honor to have done this with you guys. All right, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for telling people about it. Thank you so much for being here, you know, week in, week out. Thank you so much. I am truly, truly, truly grateful. It's been the greatest honor of my life, you know, hosting this and chaperoning this. Thank you so much. I am grateful. This is the end of Mirror Conversations for a while, but I will try and resume my newsletter. I'll try and revive it and I'll try and revive it. And yeah, for now, I don't want to make anything public yet. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but newsletter, definitely I'm going to revive it back. It's been months now, so yeah, thank you so much. See you guys on the streets. Stay jiggy, stay fresh. All right, keep it moving. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Bye.